Tavares backhand towards the goal. Loose puck. Everybody scores! Tie game! Can you believe it?
Up the board. Can't get it out. Sweeney blasts for it. Scores!
Gretzky controlling it. Inside the blue line. Gretzky gets it. He shoots. He scores! Just a one-man show. Wayne Gretzky.
This is one of the best World Junior Games we have ever seen.
It is coming fast.
And furious.
Boy, is it ever. Hey, welcome to the Azarkan Tours podcast. This is the Canada Bears special as we get ready for the World Junior Hockey Championship coming up in Gothenburg, Sweden. Bryn Griffiths and Paul Almeida. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Whew, take a breath, will you? I've been watching you since you've come back. You were in Croatia on a tour recently.
Oh, right? It was fantastic. That tour was something to remember, I tell you. Never thought, we rented that yacht, and the views we had every day was just breathtaking.
Hey, we grabbed a coffee before we came over here to the studio to tape, and you ran into some of the ladies who were on that trip, and wow, they're still raving about it, and it's like 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, and we had such a good group of people. It was so much fun. And we'll be announcing another trip here soon for next fall.
Okay, let's talk about the one that's coming up here at the end of December. It is the World Junior Hockey Championship in Gothenburg, Sweden. We're very pumped up about it. We got to tell you, coming up on a future episode, it'll be two, we're going to be chatting with Dennis Bayak from TSN, who's been doing these games for a very, very long time on TSN. So Dennis is going to join us, give us a few stories, talk about the people he works with, and we're looking forward to that. But let's get right into some of the real vital stuff, Paul, because we're getting down to the crunch on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so the first thing is, we've been doing these podcasts. Now we have a dedicated page on our website. You just go to azarkan.net, look at the very top, you'll see podcast, you hit that, and you'll see all the podcasts listed there that we've done. So you can go back and listen to the ones that you've missed. And it will always refresh with the new ones that we put up immediately. So look for that. And you can subscribe there as well so that you get our podcast the minute we put it out. You'll have it on whatever different way you like to listen to podcasts, whichever platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever the case may be. So that's something important to do. The other thing I'd like to mention is, again, our Facebook page. We put a lot of information on our Facebook page. So if you haven't yet, please give us a follow. I know there's a few people that go on the page and check things, but also make sure you follow at the top of the page, and you won't miss anything. We'll be ramping up more information on there as we go along and get closer to the World Juniors. We'll also put that information on our group webpage as well, but the Facebook page is a way to get instant information and not miss anything as well.
You dropped off some of the jerseys. You dropped off a hoodie. It's great quality. Not a big surprise to me based on what I saw when we were on our last trip. But the apparel deadline's passed, right?
Yeah, and we put a link on the group webpage again with the full order. So if there are any mistakes on there, you got to let me know right away so that we can correct them. But everything should be there, including the jerseys that you ordered, the included jerseys that you ordered for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then as well, all the extra jerseys should be on there, or hoodies or Christmas hoodies. I think it's going to be great to see everybody wearing that jersey all around Gothenburg and at the games. And we'll take a group picture as well. We got to find out a time and a place still to do that. But that group picture from the last World Juniors is one of my favorites.
Has everybody paid yet? When's the deadline?
Yeah, we're close. The deadline was October 15th. And I know there's some people that are paying by e-transfers and they only allow so much each day. But we're probably about 90% of the people have already paid. If you haven't yet, please contact us to get your final amount if you're not sure about it. Again, I'm just updating all the itinerary, all the invoices right now with all the payments, and then I'm going to be sending out an email individually here pretty soon, just summarizing all your payments and everything else to make sure we're both on the same wavelength.
Right.
So please contact us if you need an update or, you know, if something's incorrect on your invoice.
I know this sounds ridiculous that I would even have to mention this, but if people haven't checked their passports already, oh boy. I mean, you got to get on
that. Well, I've noticed some. My wife, Jan, and I were just the other night going through all the passports, making sure all the names were correct before we issue airline tickets. So we want to double check everything. And we noticed that some people's passports are expiring in February. And that's okay. An issue because your passport's got to be valid for 3 months from the date of return. So that's if we're not coming back until January.
We're looking at March, right? At least March.
April.
Okay.
You know, so please, you know, make sure that your passports are up to date. If you have any question about it, go get a new one just to make sure. I hate to say it, but we did have an issue one time where one of our passengers on one of our trips was declined boarding on the aircraft because their passport was not up to date.
Wow.
It was still valid, but it was expiring shortly after we got to Europe, and they were denied boarding, and they had to go get another passport, had to rearrange all the flights and everything else. So we don't want that to happen to everybody. This is something that's easily preventable by doing it ahead of time. So please do that. The other thing is if you have a new passport and you've got it renewed, please send it to us so that our files are up to date. We give the hotels a list of passport numbers, the airline a list of passport numbers. So we have to have that correct when we hand it in so that we don't have any issues at check-in. We don't have any issues at the hotel either, so that we can get you your key without individually checking in, hopefully. So
okay.
The other thing is, I'm really surprised by how many people have passports and they haven't signed them. When people send me an image of their page with their passport, they haven't signed them. You have to sign your passports as well, okay? So please make sure that you do that right away.
Okay, and now let's also talk to make sure we got to talk about people. Sometimes people get sick on these trips, right?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, we're issuing all the insurance for everybody right now. And one of the things that Allianz Insurance has asked us is for people 65 and over to fill out a little medical questionnaire. It's nothing major. It's just a little questionnaire that they have, but they want us to submit it with all our insurance policies. So I've put it on the website, and quite a few people have already responded and sent it back. So please look under insurance. You'll see a medical questionnaire. It's very short, but everybody 65 and older has to fill it out and send it to me. Just take a picture of it once you fill it out and text it to me, or send it by email so that we can get it to Allianz so that you know, the insurance is all straightened out. If you're not getting insurance with us, you don't have to worry about it. I may send out an email in the next couple of days if I haven't heard from you, just as a reminder that we need that as soon as possible.
Let's talk about airline tickets. And let's also bear in mind that we are recording this on October the 24th. Somebody might not download it till November, so I'm making it perfectly clear that we've done this the third week in October. But let's talk about like the airline tickets and when people can expect that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're looking at starting to issue the airline tickets next week. And then we'll be sending them out to everybody as we issue them. So it may take a couple of weeks to get all the tickets issued and out to everybody. You know, once you get the airline tickets, that's when you can go on KLM's website or whichever website the airline is, and you could book seats, you can get upgrades, you can do whatever you want in terms of booking all that. So please bear with us while we get all that done. We want to make sure everything's double-checked and triple-checked before they're issued. If there are any issues whatsoever once you get the ticket, please advise us immediately, okay? And we will provide on the website instructions on how to do your seat selection. Please be aware that when you enter the first name, it has to be exactly as it is on the airline ticket.
Okay.
And the...
I also kind of match up my airline ticket information with my passport, right?
Yeah, it has to match exactly. Okay. And, you know, you'll notice that some names are scrunched together because that's just the way that they have to put them on the ticket. They don't have include spaces sometimes.
Yeah.
The other thing is make sure that the locator for your airline tickets is located on the top right-hand of the ticket, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to, you know, make sure that those get out as quickly as we get them so that people can reserve their seats or reserve their upgrades as required.
What about somebody, if let's say, how many of the 350, how many people would book their own flights?
I would say about 80.
Oh, okay.
Is where we're at. And we have information for most of them. So again, if you've booked your own flights and you haven't given us the information, we are starting to do our list of arrivals and departures. And so that's important for us and knowing when you're going to be joining us and at the hotel, but also, you know, what time of day you're going to be getting there. For those that are doing your own flights, if there's an opportunity for you to catch one of our transfers, then great. If you're arriving at a time where we don't have a transfer, then you'll have to get to the hotel on your own. And on our website, we've already put down some information on how to get to the hotel from the Stockholm airport. There's the Arlanda Express, goes right to the train station downtown, which is only a couple of blocks away from the hotel.
Two blocks north of the, the station, hotel.
And in Gothenburg, there is a bus called Flybusa that goes directly from the airport. It goes right to the train station, which is directly across the Radisson Blu in Gothenburg. So either one of those, you could even book them ahead of time if you need to. But like I said, bear with us. Once we get all the arrivals and departures, we'll start to formulate our pickups for arrivals and departures. So for some of you that are flying on your own, if you're arriving at a time where we can, include you as part of one of our transfers, then we'll absolutely do that. But if you're, arriving, 2 hours prior, 2 hours after, 3 hours after one of our transfers, then you're going to have to get to the hotel.
Okay. Hey, is it just my imagination? I was looking at the webpage the other day. There's way more information on there.
Well, it's going to start ramping up as well on there. And as soon as we start adding, things like the arrivals, the departures, flight tickets, insurance, all that's going to be up there in very short order, probably in the next 2-3 weeks. And we're adding also, more information. And the one thing I get a question from once in a while is, Paul, how about laundry? Are we going to be able to do laundry on this trip? Well, we already have under destination information for Gothenburg, it'll say laundry and it'll explain to you the options you have to get laundry done while you're in Gothenburg. There is no laundromats that I've seen or heard of, but the hotel has a laundry service, and then there are a couple of independent laundry services that you can inquire as well about doing laundry.
By the way, I'm going down to the inlet because there's some good rocks that I can just kind of beat my laundry on.
Yeah,
it'll be a little brisk, but I'm going to give that a try.
Those shirts will be crisp.
They will be.
The other thing I get questions about all the time is, the power, 220 to 120. Obviously, we're 120, they're 220. And people ask me, Paul, what type of adapter should I get? Well, I always recommend there's a few on Amazon that you can look up. And it's basically a power bar that has three or four plugins. And then it also has USB ports. And so you take one of those. I mean, we use it when my family travels all the time. And trust me, we have iPads, we have phones, we have other things that we need to charge. It works fantastic. And so I would look for something like that if you're looking at doing multiple devices. If it's just one device, then you can just get a regular adapter that will go into the wall with the power converter. Don't forget that.
I had this unit that I took over to the Czech Republic. Is that the kind of thing we're talking about? Like that can either increase the voltage or decrease the voltage?
Yeah, you go on Amazon, there's tons of different options. I just looked on Amazon in terms of power converter, power bar.
Okay.
And you get a whole bunch come up. The one thing I will say as well, and it's also in that write-up that we have about power on the website, is if you are using it for a curling iron or a hair dryer, although the hotels are probably, I'm sure they have hair dryers, that takes a different amount of power.
Mm-hmm.
And those converters are not made for that. So if you use that with a hair dryer or something like that that uses a lot of power, you may blow your converter. So please make sure that if you are taking something like that, that you have an appropriate power converter that will be useful for that type of product and won't blow the converter, because it'll blow the converter, and then when you start plugging other things in, it won't convert the power.
What else we got? Hey, the Christmas cruise I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm starting to put up little posters on the website as well. So I have a poster for the Christmas cruise, basically showing you, what the cruise is about. And we even have the menu on there. So you can look at that and have a little bit of an idea of what we're going to do. And I'm looking to do one of those little posters for each one of the events that we do, so that People can go on there and get an idea of what's going to be going on that day. So, you know, if it's a day that we're going to the Carlston Castle, you'll get an idea of what the Carlston Castle is about, maybe the menu that we'll have that day.
Nice.
So just some extra information that you can look at day by day.
Will there be seafood?
There will be seafood. Yes.
I'm being sarcastic. Okay. That's what I do here.
I know. The other one I put up there, and if you look at the bottom under, you know, apparel and those sort of things, is I started to put in, you know, a little sheet on some of the included souvenirs that you're going to get in your package. So when we send out the packages or we make the packages, it'll have your, you know, your flight tickets, your insurance. It'll have, you know, your tickets to the games. And then we also have a bunch of little goodies that we include in there. You know, you have your free jersey, but we're also announced that we have a scarf, toque, mitts that are going to be sent out. We have a ball cap that we have.
Okay.
And we're going to have some other things coming as well. And then we also have, you know, some surprises in Europe. We have a gift at Christmas for those that are joining us for the Christmas party. We'll have something at New Year's for everybody. And then maybe a couple extra things that we'll keep in our back pocket for now.
I've said this before on this podcast, and I really mean it. I got a scarf, and I was not a big scarf guy. Man, that scarf was huge for me in the Czech Republic.
It's like useful.
It's big, and I've already seen the designs. I think it's going to be fantastic. But to kind of get things rolling with a kickoff party, what are we doing?
Kickoff party, we announced it December 2nd. We're going to have it here in Edmonton at the Legion, where we announced the launch party last year, where we announced the tour.
That's the Kingsway Legion out in the northeast?
Yeah, northeast Edmonton on Manning, just off Manning Freeway.
Okay.
And about 150th Street, something like that. And we'll have the packages there for those that are joining us. So we won't be mailing those packages. For the rest of you, we'll mail the packages out to you and you'll get them with all your stuff. So don't worry. But for those that are coming to the party, we'll have your packages there. You can pick them up and we'll have an RSVP section on our webpage where those that are going to join us can register so that we have an idea of the number of people, and we also know which packages to set aside that are being picked up that day. So the party is our way of saying, you know, we're not using money to ship your stuff out.
Yeah.
So we'll have a little get together, use that money that would otherwise we'd be using for shipping.
Yeah.
For those that are in the area or can join us, can come, have a drink. We're going to have a little meal for people, have a little fun event. People get their stuff. So we look forward to that. That's really our first big, like we say, it's the kickoff party. That really kicks off the event into, we're short strokes away from being over at the World Juniors after that. So looking forward to that quite a bit.
Okay, some people are extending their trip, going into Belgium and France. Yeah. Anything on that?
We should have the itinerary here pretty soon for Belgium and France, and we'll be posting it up on the webpage. And one of the things that we have as an option is some people were asking about the Moulin Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
And going to the Moulin Rouge. So we've talked to our contacts over there, and they are in the process of working out which date we could go to the Moulin Rouge. And it'll be an optional trip. We'll put it out there. And if anybody's interested, they can just register for it. We'll get the cost for it. And we'll include a transfer to and from the Moulin Rouge as well. So that's something, of course, we're going to need a minimum of, say, 30 people to do it out of the 98 that are going on that trip. So I don't think we'll have a problem getting that. But if you're interested going to the Moulin Rouge for an evening experience in Paris, then we'll have that available to you as well.
What about Facebook?
Well, like I mentioned before, we put a lot of stuff on Facebook. We have a lot of people, you know, we've shot up from zero almost, or 50 people up to 655 people on our Facebook page that follow us. So if you haven't followed yet, please do so. Again, it's a good place to look at, you know, information as quickly as we put it out. And we'll be adding more destination information and more tour information as we get closer. We also put information on some of our other tours that we do that you may want to share with your friends as well. And the webpage, again, like us, follow us, share with a friend. That's what we're asking, if you can do that for us. And the other thing is we're always looking for feedback. So, you know, let us know if there are any topics that you'd like us to cover on these World Junior podcasts or that you would like us to cover on the tour webpage. Again, we're always looking for questions that people may have. We know that not everybody is a world traveler. We know that not everybody has been on our tours before. So there are no stupid questions. You may have a question that, other people are wondering about as well. So it's easy for us to cover it quickly on the podcast.
As I mentioned, we're recording this on the 24th of October. This one is going out right away.
Yep.
This afternoon, we do have two more editions coming up. One, this coming Sunday, Dennis Bayak from TSN will join us. It's part one.
Yes.
We've got two parts with Dennis. The second one will come up the following Sunday. So lots of fun podcasts to come. And as I said, these next 60 days are going to blow by. So that's pretty much it. Are we good?
We're good.
Okay, listen, thanks for joining us, and we really appreciate it. Let's get out of here, and we'll see you soon.